America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
We continue our conversation with relationship expert Marty Kinross. Now, here's a good one. How to get your girl to watch sports. How does that happen? What do you
so
do?
That's so funny that that's like such a key topic. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not really into sports, but my husband really is, and it used to bother him a lot that I wasn't very into sports. I mean, I used to play baseball when I was younger, so that's kind of cool, and I can throw a ball, so that's kind of cool. But I literally watch basketball, and it's like 6 figures running across the screen. So the thing is that my husband, when he would watch sports with me, he wouldn't engage me. He's an introvert, right? So he's watching the game in his own world. And I would say to him, if you really want me to be engaged in the sport, you have to engage me while watching the sport. You have to touch me. You have to have fun with me. You have to explain. Again, a lot of tasks being thrown at my husband, but if it was that important to him, he's got to include me in the game. Otherwise, I'm just sitting there bored. I'm an extrovert. I need more stimulus around me that's happening outside of the television. So in order to get me to watch sports, he has now touched my leg while watching sports. We have like a sangria or a margarita while watching so that we're having a drink that I enjoy while watching sports. He'll explain things to me. Sometimes he'll give me a backstory on some of the players. Like,
Ed's rolling his eyes.
Hey, you know.
It's a lot of work. But listen, it's important to you.
I've got a new fantasy. Thanks to you. All of a sudden in my head, here we go. All right. Now, if this could have only happened last October when the Mets won the pennant, if I could have been having sex at the same time while watching that on TV,
amazing.
Talk about kismet. Oh, my God. Where the hell were you on this show back last fall?
Oh,
this could have happened.
Goodness.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, now I'm helping the dating world and the sports world. They're going to have more viewers. It's amazing.
You are a wise sage. Let me just say that. Wow.
Thank you.
And that fantasy now will be in my brain till the day I die.
But you know what?
Good, I'm glad.
Thank you.
You make a really good point because I feel like when you really boil it down, what do women want? A guy that's paying attention to them.
Sure.
That's, you know, that's including them in what they do. So even if they're not fully having a conversation or explaining to you the back history of this quarterback or whatever, if he's touching your leg or drinking the drink you want to drink or, you know, looking over or whatever, it's still making you feel like wanted in that moment. So you don't mind sitting there.
I'm still part of it.
Right.
If I'm just like a bump on a log in the corner twiddling my thumbs, then
I have
other things to do. I'll watch, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 on my iPhone or something.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'll do something else. But if I know that he's engaged in me. And again, I want him to watch his sports 100%. It's not about always entertaining me. But in the beginning, to get me involved and still being attached to that sport, I have to be more attached to the person watching the sport, and then I can segue into the sport. If it's something of no interest in me, I have to find a reason to be interested. Mm-hmm. And that really does help. Or what you can do is you can just say, you know what? I'm watching my sports right now. You go do your thing right now, and we come back together afterwards. This will be my time, my zen time, to do whatever it is that I want to do, and you should also take that time, and then we come back together afterwards when I'm pumped up about my team winning, and you're pumped up about whatever it is that you've just done for the past hour and a half, and then we'll go have fun with each other.
Then we'll get back together. This also works the other way around. I'm thinking about when, to include myself in my wife's life, she's watching Tiny House Nation or House Hunters, and I'd rather bang my head against the wall, but for the good of the relationship, I'm sitting there, and I'm actually concerned as to whether or not they'll pick house number 1, 2, or 3 at the end. Right? Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
It is, but then that's also up to your wife to say, like, this is my time, go do your own thing, or she can say, I would love if you watched this show with me. I don't need you to love it as much as me, but I like having you there beside me.
It's all about compromise and making things work.
It really is. And communication.
Yes.
About unangered, undefensive, kind communication to the other person. Assuming that the other person is really not trying to hurt you. And I think that a lot of the time, whether we're in a relationship or we're in the dating phase, we're always assuming that somebody is out to get us or to hurt us. So we become very defensive and angered and charged, and communication to sort of fall flat because we don't really say what it is that we're meaning to say, and then we don't get what we want.
Yeah, and then you wonder why.
Right, exactly. Right. Like, wait, what happened there? Well, if you would have just said, I want X, that would have been way better than the 20-minute conversation that you had about the Super Bowl and Netflix. Are you guys in Los Angeles?
No.
No, we're in New York City. We're right outside
the
big bad city.
Yeah, we're across the country.
You're fancy people. Wow. I like it.
Well, this has been one of the most illuminating interviews
we've ever done.
Tell us all the places that people can find you, online or anywhere.
Well, winggirlmethod.com is the number one place to find me because that leads you to every other place and resource. That is mostly for men, but there is a link on that site to my products and programs and website for women. And you can also listen to my podcast on iTunes, and it's called Ask Women, and it's hilarious, entertaining, and highly informational.
Well, very nice. She is single-handedly ending loneliness everywhere in the world.
Marnie,
Marnie Kinross, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners around, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.